I don't know who needs to hear this, but...
I'm fat, Heidi.
Are you? Okay, well, that's good to know.
I thought you should know.
Thank you. I guess I was the one who needed to hear that, huh?
Yeah, so we're getting onto an airplane, and they're asking all of us our weights.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't remember the last time I've weighed myself, and that's kind of been intentional. But I think, I'm like 185. Like, I like fluctuate depending if it's like, you know, Monday or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so now everybody knows.
Wait, do you weigh more on Monday or on Friday?
I weigh more on Monday because I've had the weekend.
To snack and whatnot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then on Friday, it's after I've been busy. But we're working on that.
We are.
Yep. Anyway.
We are. I'm Heidi, and directly to my left
is John. You're the set, and we are the Badgers.
And he just laughs at me. So harsh.
I mean, I just failed him once. Okay, that is ghetto boffing.
I know, I'm going to get fired.
I did.
I learned about the Supreme Court today.
Only most of you guys are going to recognize this.
Documents!
On a piece of paper.
So, what are we doing to work on that, John, on your being fat?
Whoa, did you just call me fat?
I did.
What a bitch.
I know, but in all fairness, you did it first, so.
You don't do that.
Sure you do.
You don't do that. You don't, I mean, you can agree, but you don't perpetuate the story.
What are we doing about being healthy?
Well, you're like massaging my belly every night to like help work those abs.
Oh, okay.
And
that's how that works.
I lay around. So that's what we're doing to make me not fat.
Oh, okay.
Heidi. We got a membership at the YMCA.
Yeah, we did.
So now we're working out. I almost died yesterday.
Almost died.
I wasn't sure if I'd be able to lift myself out of the pool.
Well, you started out going pretty hard. Well, maybe next time we take it a little easy.
Yeah, it's just getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah, that's fair.
I used to swim. I used to swim miles and miles and miles, like 3 miles. But now it's time to get back into that.
I did just over a mile yesterday.
Shut up. I went faster than you.
Good job. I've always been an endurance swimmer.
If it was a sprint, I totally win.
Well, good thing I'm a distance swimmer.
Good thing. Anyway, what else has been up? We've been... gone. This is now season 2.
Woo! We have been gone. Yes, it's been quite the summer.
And you disappeared on me, too. You just disappeared.
I did.
Yep.
We just got back from Arizona.
We did just get back from Arizona.
Not like the desert cactus Arizona, but we went up to the mountains there. Highly recommend you to go visit.
The White Mountains.
Yes, it's beautiful.
We live in the Blue Ridge Mountains, so we thought it was a different change of scenery.
But then we went there and we found out their high school is called Blue Ridge.
That is true.
It was weird.
Yeah, it's like we were back home.
Yeah.
It was green, but a different kind of green.
The weather was very similar, though. It rained and thunderstormed every afternoon, just like it has been here.
Nice.
No, it was lovely. Yeah. My whole family was there. We had my parents, my brother's wife, and his one-year-old daughter, who's so cute. She's such a little sweetheart. And then my sister, who made an appearance for whatever reason. But yeah, it was fun. I mean, my favorite thing about being there is that there's just not a lot to do. So you got to play crawdad baseball. Do you want to tell the good people of the podcast what crawdad baseball is?
So crawdads are an invasive species over in some of the lakes over in that area. So Heidi's family has taken it upon themselves to kill every single one of them one at a time.
Yep, that's what we do.
By putting in like a little bit of bacon on a string, pulling, throwing it in, catching a crawdad, and then like hang on to it. And then one of you sick motherfuckers just take a bat.
Don't act like you didn't take a bat to one or two yourself.
I did to one. Mm-hmm. I did to one, and then I broke the line because it was so powerful. But yeah, so.
No, it's glorious to watch him just shatter into pieces and like skip across the lake. I know. It kind of sounds mean until you remember that, like, the they're Apache, invasive. They all want them to be gone. Yeah. They're killing off the fish in the lakes. So, yeah, you got to learn that sport. And we got up every morning and played tennis, and we did some horseshoes and disc golf and played at the pool and just did a lot of cards. And it's fun. I really like hanging out with my family like that. It's been a long time since I've been able to just do that and just hang out.
And I got a little bit of time, too, to work on my upcoming project.
What is your upcoming project?
Heidi, I don't have enough things to do with my life.
I know.
So I have like a 55-hour plus work week driving trucks. And then I started doing the audio dramas. Well, that was before, technically. But yeah, the audio dramas, both of those. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting a ghost tour thing.
Ghost tours?
Yeah. So
that's cool.
We live in Hendersonville, North Carolina. So if you ever want to meet me, come on down as of like October in the weekends. And then we'll, you know, we can think about booking a haunted ghost tour thingy.
Yeah. And check out Haunts of Hendo.
Yeah. So that's fun. But now that means that that's in a whole other avenue of social media that I had to start. But my God, I am getting upset with how easy it is to advertise this shit. It's like people are like chomping at the bit to try to buy something. And I can't give away my podcasts like this right here. This is a free podcast. But how much harder is it to advertise this, even though, you know, well, so audio dramas being as involved as they are, they require like, I don't know, depending. It's now, I think I've determined that it's like 20 hours now to make an episode of Mercury Theater Podcast. But I can't give that away. By comparison, I posted on one Facebook post,
Facebook post. You commented on somebody else's.
Yeah, I commented on somebody else's post, and then I get a ton of followers on Facebook because I started a new page. That was weird. It's frustrating. I have more followers on there than I have for Mercury Theater.
I've been enjoying it because it's been allowing me to work on some of my photography and Photoshop skills.
Yes, and it's been amazing, might I add. Aww, you've been doing such a great job.
Thank you.
And watching your progression through Photoshop, because, you know, it's you're learning as you go along and you're finding techniques. And then with us working together, because, you know, I have an elevated expectation for what should be done, and you now have to, you are tasked with finding each individual. I literally don't know how to paint on Photoshop, Heidi.
You don't really paint on Photoshop.
But you do.
I guess, yeah, you kind of, yeah.
You do. And I literally don't know how to do that. And I expect, like, paint accessibility, like Microsoft Paint accessibility, and with Adobe Photoshop results, and that just simply doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's just so much that I don't know what to do with, and I already have enough things on my plate, but you've been doing amazing.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Thank you. Really, like, learning how to, like, make day into night, that's something fun, and then making the lantern glow and everything. Like, it looks really cool. It looks professional. And the logo that we did, like, we took a picture, like, you took a picture of my arm holding a lantern, and then you totally went crazy on that. And then, you know, after lots of badas, lots of bings, now we have bada bing, a logo, and it looks professional. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm really happy. It's about been that. Really cool. Glad we could work together on that one.
Yes, fun. Yeah, I'm. You know, I was willing to Fiverr that project out, but you wanted to do it. So I was like, okay. And yeah, here we are. We have a really nice logo.
Nice.
What else has been going on? So we went to Arizona. I started the ghost tour thing. The beta testing will commence next month.
Mm-hmm.
But then the actual tours will be open in October.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're going on a cruise.
Yeah, we are doing that. And we wanted to make sure that we're as prepared as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do in preparation
for
this? Well,
so I had gotten on and just to check because like cruising, COVID is a whole thing now. And they said that as of September 5th, their policy was any cruise 6 nights or more, vaccinated guests needed to have negative COVID tests within 3 days of launch.
How many nights are we at?
Six.
Oh, my God. So that's like, just...
Yeah. So I was like, of course. So when I got on to try to like make us an appointment to get COVID tested, I found out our insurance won't cover it because it's like a travel thing. So like if we were going to go to CVS or Walgreens, it would be like $140 each to get tested.
That's a lot.
Yes. So then I was like looking at what else you could do. One of the things it said was you could do like a supervised televised visit or test. So like
we go on television?
No.
Oh.
So you just have to like do a televisit and it has to be like supervised by a healthcare professional. So like, I don't know, I guess make sure that you are actually doing it yourself, you know?
Yeah.
That I'm not like letting you take the test and then saying, oh, it turned out negative. So
it's kind of like a urine test. Like you have to go to it and
So yeah. I was like, so I found a company online that specializes in that, like doing it for people who are traveling. So I was like, okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and order these and set up our appointment because what I didn't want to have happen was to get to like the Friday before we leave for our cruise and not be able to get a test anywhere.
Yeah.
And then Saturday we're trying to worry about that as well as like getting packed and flying down there. And then like, what if we can't find a place to do it on Saturday? And what if we don't get results on Saturday? So I was like worried. So I was like, we're just going to do it this way. It's going to be great. You know, paid $50, ordered the test, set up our scheduled visit. And then like yesterday I got an email from the cruise line saying that, oh, they've changed their policy again. And now if you're sailing for less than 9 days, you don't have to be COVID tested at all. So now we just have COVID tests in case we need them. So stupid.
So how was our flight back from Arizona?
Oh my gosh. That was another thing that I tried so hard to be prepared for. So I booked us our flight. We flew out of Knoxville, which is like a 2.5 hour drive from where we live, but it was going to save us like $200 or $300 to like fly out of Knoxville. The flights lined up because there was only one flight in a tiny, like 7-seater airplane from Phoenix to Sholo. So they only do like 1 or 2 flights a day. So the flights happened to line up perfectly that we could fly out from Knoxville to Phoenix and then from Phoenix to Sholo, Sholo to Phoenix, Phoenix to Knoxville, right? Like it all lined up perfectly. It was going to be great. It was going to save us like $300. So we drove out to Knoxville. We got on a plane. We flew out to Arizona. We got to Sholo. It was great. Perfect. Beautiful. Everything worked out. Well, flying home, our plane was supposed to leave Sholo at 8:05, and at 7:58, I was like, why are we not on a plane yet? And the guy comes around, like the gate agent guy, and he's like, so we don't have an airplane for you guys. We were like, what? I'm sorry. And he's like, yeah, we don't have an airplane for you. We have like a charter plane coming, but it's in like a different city right now. So it's going to be like 40 minutes, but we're going to get you to the airport as soon as we can. But it'll probably be like 9:30, 9:40. And I was like, well, our plane leaves at 9:45. So then you called the other airline to see about changing flights, but they only have one flight a day from Phoenix to Knoxville.
No, one flight a week.
Yeah. One flight a week from Phoenix to Knoxville. So they were like, oh, well, we can put you on next Thursday. And we were like, well, we can't spend a week in Phoenix. Like, we have work and life. And then unfortunately, because I booked us out of Knoxville, which is also a small airport, which is now where our car was, we couldn't get any other flights to Knoxville for cheap. So we ended up trying to we bought tickets to Nashville, and those tickets...
From Phoenix.
Yeah, from Phoenix to Nashville, and then we were just going to rent a car from Nashville, drive to Knoxville,
pick up our car. Know what we were doing until after we landed, because you don't have reception in the air.
Yeah, because then we're just in Phoenix, like, trying to figure out what we're going to do. So we bought these tickets to Nashville, And then we were like, all right, we're going to drive, like, we'll rent a car in Nashville, drive to Knoxville, pick up, drop off that car, pick up our car, drive home. It'll just be like a really late night. Well, then Nashville didn't have any cars we could rent.
No
to
cars.
Drop off in Knoxville.
I was going through every single car rental agency and they were all
really
saying
nothing.
Nothing.
So luckily our flight went through like, it laid over in Charlotte. So we ended up getting off the plane in Charlotte, ditching the last part of our flight, renting a car in Charlotte, driving home. And then I got up the next morning and returned our car to Knoxville.
So $1,000 later.
Oh my gosh.
We
so stupid.
Get home because we weren't going to wait an entire other week.
Yeah. Lesson I've learned is just spend the extra $200 and fly out of a bigger airport.
I guess. Yeah. And maybe,
but also,
maybe if there's only like a 2-hour drive, just plan on renting a car. Or something.
Well, what? So I didn't want to rent a car because we were gonna get there on Sunday. We were leaving on Thursday, so we're not gonna need it the whole time we're up there. So then we're just paying for it to sit.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to pay like the $300 for that. But had I known that my sister was going to have such a close schedule to ours, we totally could have just split the cost of the car between the two of us. It would have saved us all money. We would have been able to make the flights, no problem.
Yep.
So stupid. It's just. And, like, it's hindsight's 2020. We would have done a bunch of stuff differently. Like, I don't know if I would have actually, like, planned to do anything differently.
And that's what I was saying. I'm like, you know, you kept on blaming yourself. You're like, you're apologizing. I'm sorry I sucked at, like, doing this. But I'm like, there's nothing that we would do differently. But I guess now, you know, that flight by itself is... I don't know. We just don't take that airline. But we're like crossing off these airlines for that we can't ever go on.
But the thing is, like, I don't know. I'm not even, I don't even feel like I would not take Southern Airways again. Like, it was kind of fun to fly in the tiny airplane, and the flights really weren't that expensive for that airline. But I think that I would make sure that I have a longer layover. So if anything were to happen, we're not. You know, because we only had an hour between the time we were supposed to land and the time we were supposed to take off. And
which
I know
that's...
Well, they say now, like, with all the issues with staffing and whatnot, like, delayed flights, like, you should always plan on having, like, a 2 or 3 hour layover just because, you know, it's better safe than sorry in those cases. Like, yes, you want to spend as little time traveling as possible, but in all honesty, it's almost better just to, like, plan a whole day for travel and... not have to worry about that.
It's so frustrating because I think about every day that I'm not at work, I'm losing that day of pay.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm traveling 2 days, that's 2 days of pay that I'm not getting.
Yeah.
And so those 2 days, they've been allotted just so it gives me the ability to go to do this thing.
Yeah.
So it has to be over 4 days to justify having gone.
Yeah. Honestly, this is the third time that I've gotten back that I've had a delay coming home from a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of just accepted that I just always need to plan like a buffer day, just take off one extra day at the end of every trip just in case, so that if anything were to happen and I did need to stay overnight somewhere.
I think everybody knows this. I think they already know to do that,
yeah.
And yet they never do because that's one extra day that you could have been staying wherever instead.
Yeah.
And then it always bites you in the ass when it comes back. Anyway, so yeah, traveling hasn't been too great.
Oh.
But
well, hopefully the cruise will be better. I mean, our flights have already been changed once for that, so.
And that's all they're allowed to do. They're only allowed to change it once.
Well, now we have to book a hotel, so that's an extra expense.
Right.
So we're just throwing money like crazy right now. Just ballers. Just make it rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this past Sunday,
mm-hmm.
the latest episode of Mercury Theater Podcast came out. So we can tell everybody who was on the episode.
I got to spend 2 hours hanging out with my favorite radio host.
Who is that?
Dobby Crimmins. Everybody go check her out at Dobby Crimmins.
Oh,
she's amazing. Oh my gosh, I freaking love her. And it was like so cool. And she's just as cool in real life as she sounds like on the radio. Like she's so sweet and so...
She's adorable.
She's just really genuine. Yeah. And she just like... She's so good at what she does, but it's kind of like she doesn't have a ton of faith in it. So she's always like, oh, thanks. Like, I can't believe that you like wanted me to be on here. And I'm just like, of course we did. You're Dobby.
It's so, Dobby.
Yeah. I loved her. She was so much fun to talk to. And I'm so excited for her new podcast that's coming out, Dobby the Scapegoat. Check it out. I'm excited. It was so much fun. It was like such a cool opportunity that she was willing to do that for you, to be on your podcast, and that you let me hang out and do like the reading with you guys, because it was really fun to talk to her.
Yeah. But I remember the first time that it actually came to like real life. We were at the rodeo, mm-hmm. and I see in my notifications that Davi entered the Discord channel.
Oh my gosh, and then I just kept opening it up every like 2 minutes to be like, did you say anything? What's going on with Davi? Is she here? Did she say something?
You were cheesing so hard.
I know. Oh my gosh. She's so cool. I just really like her. And I really love that there is representation of like women who are married and just don't want kids. Like, not because they can't have them or, you know, whatever. But like, just because they've just chosen not to have kids, I think that that's such
Has
a cool...
Has she spoken to that?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that that's such a cool, just a neat perspective for somebody to have like that. And that just all of her perspectives are just really fresh and fun. And she just...
And they're honest. Like, she doesn't say stuff because she thinks that that's the thing you're supposed to say.
Yeah. And she's also, like, she's genuine without being, like, overly genuine, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like she has no problem being like, do this stupid funny thing because it would be stupid and funny, but not necessarily like actually like a genuine, you know, thoughtful thing to do or whatever. And I just appreciate her honesty and her just who she is. I just love her. Check out Dobby. Hi, Dobby. If you're listening, I love you. Thank you so much for letting me hang out with you and talk to you and just cheese out. And I can't wait to come see you in a live show because she's so cool.
Heidi's still sparkling.
I am. It was so neat. I love talking to her and just, I still need to email her that list of food returned in the restaurant. But
so I'm going to email her, let her know all the links and everything, or I'll have already done that by the time that this comes out,
mm-hmm.
but give her all the links for the show if she wants to listen to Mercury Theater podcast and everything, and then see if she wants an editor, and then we can like put your thing in that same email so it's not like she's
I want to send her my own email.
Oh, you're doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's already answered an Instagram message from me, so we're like friends now.
Now that you two are besties.
Yeah, we're super tight.
You're adorable.
Oh, thanks. She's
not a bad voice actress either.
No, she's not.
She actually, she played her role really well. I'm happy about that.
Nice.
I was a little bit concerned starting out, like before going into it. Mm-hmm. I was concerned because I didn't know what her microphone setup was. Mm. I didn't know if she was any good with voice acting, but I was like, it's Davi. Let's bring Davi on. Yeah. But yeah, anyway.
Well, on that note, would you like stamp of approval?
The Badger's stamp of approval.
I have one. Do you want me to give mine first?
Yes.
So mine is the TikTok account, because John has now gotten me onto TikTok and I kind of hate it, but also love it. Is the TikTok account Cooking with Amy. She does these adorable mini meringues and marshmallows, and she has like all these characters and animals, and they are so freaking cute and adorable, and I really want to just like make a whole bunch of them now. They're just, I love them. Check it out. Cooking with Amy.
Cool.
Yeah. She has like a Yoshi and a Mario and like, oh, she has a lot
now
of Pokemon.
Now I'm remembering which one this is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it's like really cute. And she like dumps them into, she dumps them into like Coco, and she has like a one that she has a little slide with like penguins. It's just, they're really cute. I really want to do stuff like that. I think it's adorable. Yeah.
They look really adorable. Yeah. It's not like McFarlane's.
Right.
Stuff.
Right. Yes.
Oh, okay. Another self-serving stamp of approval is the YouTube channel Haunts of Hendo. So I'll be putting on, and I'll continue putting on ghost stories that are from around wherever I am at the time of recording, and give kind of a ghost story or just like a gruesome story that happened or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. But Haunts of Hendo on YouTube. And yeah, check that out.
Nice.
Anyway, subscribe, like, and subscribe. Hit that notification button.
All right. Here's your question of the day.
Courtesy of Travis Brown's Pod Decks.
What's the most annoying bill you have to pay?
They're all equally annoying, so I just like let
you know
my
which one I hate the most.
Do
car insurance, because car insurance is such a freaking scam.
All insurance is a scam.
Yes, I know, but we pay so much money for car insurance. Oh, we could lower my car insurance now because we own my car. We paid off my car.
Yay!
I officially own my car.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's ridiculous how expensive car insurance is, and the fact that like you can't drive without having it.
Right, and then they have the deductibles that are normally more than what the event would mm-hmm. have cost anyway, so it's out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, like then the what the hell are you, here for? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So you can get the more expensive version of insurance, but they know damn well that that you're paying out the nose mm-hmm. to get insurance.
Like at that point, you might as well just put that money into a savings yeah. account.
No, seriously, like health insurance and stuff.
Yeah.
Like for us, so if we were to get, you know, a $400 insurance policy a month thing, where is that money going? Because for me, I'll take a physical once a year or whatever, mm-hmm. and it's like $150. Mm-hmm. So where the hell is that other $250 that I put into that $400 account like every month? Mm-hmm. So yeah, $150 a year or $400 a month. I mean, you tell me. So having an account where this money goes into, it's great. I mean, it is unfortunate if you were to get into like a really bad, this is a whole hour's worth of content. Oh my God. I just listened to an episode of The Daily. I know this is like throwing you way off track, mm-hmm. but the episode of The Daily was about abolitionists, like abortion abolitionists. Mm-hmm. And I had to pause it and I was like, no, bitch. And then I just like spewed like 30 minutes of an explanation as to why she's so fucking wrong. And there's nobody to hear me because, one, who wants to hear me? Yeah. And two, like, I've thought about this from all these different perspectives, and I'm a cishet white guy, and I realize that I have privilege involved, but I also know that one woman who's had an abortion, who's restricting other people from having an abortion, is one person who walked through an open door and closed it behind her. Mm-hmm. And it's so fucking upsetting. And it's the same reason I get upset when I know that somebody's been having premarital sex, and then when they have kids and they're turning into teenagers, they're saying like, praise Jesus, I wasn't that way, and all of this stuff. And it's like, you're a hypocrite. The hypocrisy is just incredible. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all.
Well, on that note, thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at The Set Pod for all of the updates on our lives, and maybe answer our question this week. Yep. I don't have my sheet in front of me, so I don't remember the whole spiel. But check us out. Check out our other podcast, Mercury Theater Podcast and Universe 25. Check out mercurytheaterpodcast.com for more information on those podcasts, this podcast, and all other things going on in our lives.
Oh, and welcome to season 2 of At the Set. Welcome back. So glad to have you.
Bye.